is it November 28th or 29th? 29th, 2017. We're going to do lesson number 23, which is called Palate, Mouth, and Teeth. So, as usual, you're lying on your back with your legs long, your arms down by your side. If for any reason this position, neutral, gets a little tiring for you and you feel like you need to bend your legs to shift something in your lower back, feel free to do that. So you can bring them up to standing and change it for a little bit and then lengthen them back out again, okay? So in this position, begin to become aware of how you are lying on the floor and how you're making contact with the floor. So thinking about what parts of you are making contact on the floor and what parts of you are removed from the floor. And without judgment, so not deciding that the areas that are not touching, there's a problem there. Not necessarily. So for example, your lower back should not be touching. We have a natural curve there, and that area should be raised away from the floor, as well as the area in your neck, right? So that you really sense the back of your head, and then your spine connects again somewhere down in between the shoulder blades, down through your mid-back, and then as you get to the lower back, you start to feel a little bit of the arch again, then you feel the tailbone, and then you feel the weight of your legs and your arms. And then slowly and gently roll your head just a little bit to the right and left, observing the movement of rolling your head. And again, make it a very slow, gentle movement so that you can really sense and observe the quality of rolling your head. And then bringing it back to center. And from here, you're going to bring your attention down to your breath and breathing. So begin by just observing your breath. So that means notice that indeed you are breathing, that you do have an inhalation and an exhalation. So you draw your mind, your thought, your attention to your inhalation, and then there's a slight pause, and then your exhalation and pause. And as you're becoming aware of your breath, you notice the size of your breath and where the breath is located. So is it in your chest? Is it somehow in the middle of your ribs and belly area, or is it way down low, the bottom part of the belly? Where do you sense the volume of your breath? And then where do you sense the release and exhalation? And as you continue to become aware of your breath, your breathing, see if you can bring into your thought and your imagination the idea that your breathing, your breath, is like expanding a balloon. So that each of your lungs are balloons. And as you take a breath in, these balloons start to expand. So that means there's an expansion in all directions, not just on your chest, but out where your armpits are, to the sides, and then on the back side, underneath your shoulder blades. So in your thought, can you take yourself to create and see in your mind's eye these lungs as balloons expanding in all directions, and then they deflate. That's your exhalation. And as you continue to witness your lungs as balloons in this idea of expansion in all directions and then contraction, we're going to take that same idea of expansion of a balloon and draw that up to inside your mouth. So you're going to keep your breathing just going. It'll go on its own. And you're now going to shift your attention and your awareness to inside, I'm going to say, your mouth head cavity. So start inside the mouth and beginning to sense the area behind your teeth, right? Upper and lower teeth, traveling back to the backside of your jaw, into your throat, taking your mind all the way back to the back of the throat. And really see if you can begin to get a clear image of this head cavity space and where you sense your brain is above. Right, so you're creating an image of the inside of your head cavity. And at the same time, in the background, you have your inhalation and exhalation. And with that inhalation and exhalation, can you start to sense and feel how the air travels in and out of your right nostril? So we'll bring attention as you're still sensing the head cavity, the right nostril. So air comes in there and it actually goes into the head cavity, into your throat. And it actually travels down back through your throat. So your exhalation can actually come out of your mouth. It can come out of your mouth or out of your nostril or a combination. So just focus on that right nostril right now and sensing how the air comes in, goes into the head cavity, throat cavity space, goes to the back of the throat, and then you sense the exhalation. And then you're going to transfer over to the left nostril, beginning to sense, create, experience, again, the inhalation of the air coming in through the left nostril, into the head cavity, back to your throat. And as you're witnessing the left nostril, You can think about your experience of the right nostril, and are they different? Many of us have a deviated septum or something inside the nostril that makes the space different on one side than the other. So noticing for you how you experience, is there a difference in your ability to allow air to come in one side of your nostril compared to the other? And now as you continue to let the air travel into both nostrils, into the back of your throat, and then you release, you exhale, you're going to draw attention to inside the mouth cavity, the front of the teeth. And really what I wanted to say is your front teeth, but you're going to experience the upper palate, so it's actually the back side of your front teeth and how they travel back to the left and right, all the way back. And then you're going to take your mind and your thought to go up the top of the palate, right? All the way back to where the back of the throat is, getting a very clear image of the shape and size of your palate. Noticing on the sides as you travel back following the back of your teeth where your molars are, creating the image of where your ears exist from the outside and enter this head cavity space. Continuing to allow your breath to travel in both nostrils, going through the whole head cavity, down your throat, and then exhaling. And then, in addition to where the ears are, can you identify where your nose enters this head cavity space? So as you're sensing this head cavity space and the top of the palate running from the backside of your front teeth, you're creating landmarks of where your nose enters, where your ears are on the side, where they enter. So there's those spaces that are created from the outside world entering this head cavity space. So it's like a high dome. And if you think of the palate of your mouth as a high dome, right? So you've got like two arcs, you could say, going from the left ear over to the right, and then from the backside of the teeth all the way back to where the vulva is in your throat. And as you continue with your imagery, you're going to begin to explore this head cavity space very slowly and gently with your tongue. So starting with the area right behind your front teeth, just lightly press your tongue there. And then slowly beginning to move your tongue to the right, exploring each tooth as you travel all the way back to the furthest back molar. and then you come back to the front again. So very gently, very slowly, starting to have your tongue to explore the right side of the inside of your teeth all the way back. And it can be a little challenging getting back to the molars. May feel like a little bit of a stretch on the tongue. So that's why you want to take your time. And at the same time, you're beginning to notice how your tongue can sense each tooth, how you shift from tooth to tooth. Noticing as well in the background is your inhalation through both nostrils and the exhalation. The air goes back through your throat and then it comes back out your nostrils. So that continues to occur as you're exploring the right side of your teeth very, very slowly and gently with your tongue. And from each tooth on the right side, we're going to just stay with the right side for a moment, you're going to start to include the palate, right? So it's like if you were painting the inside right side of the palate with your tongue. So you're going to go from each tooth and start to go up the right side of the dome, seeing how far your tongue can explore that right side, and then it comes back down. You just move from tooth to tooth. When you're along your front tooth, you can go all the way back, right? That would be like the seam, the center arc to the vulva, and come all the way back forward again. Going really slow and gently so you don't strain your tongue at all. Exploring the right side of the palate of the inside of your mouth. That's it. And take a pause with that. It can get tiring, right? It's kind of amazing how much movement that feels for your tongue. It can be tiring. So just pause and draw your awareness back to your inhalation and your exhalation. Perhaps the volume of air is increased. Perhaps the space in which the air enters your nostrils feels a little larger now. So just follow your breath and breathing for a moment. Okay, and then as you continue to have your breath and breathing in the background, you'll draw attention to the left side, exploring first the left side of your teeth from the center. Again, this is inside the mouth, going all the way back to the molars, and then you, in your own way, start to explore the palate, right? So your tongue can move up and down, left and right. Again, you can even add in the imagination that you're painting that side. And then let's see if you can begin to connect the two sides so that you start to move along the dome left to right, right to left. Again, I like the imagery that I'm painting the roof of my mouth. So as I go back and forth, I make sure I have colored the whole area. So sometimes you move front and back, sometimes left and right with your tongue, making sure that you got the whole upper palate from the teeth all the way up to the seam and back to the vulva is painted. And then when you feel complete with that, just pause to let your tongue rest again and stay with your imagery of how you're sensing, seeing in your mind that upper palate now. And so from here, we're going to drop down to the lower part of the cavity space, which is your lower teeth, your jaw. So bringing your tongue now to the lower teeth again on the inside, maybe start with the two middle teeth. And again, we'll just go over to the right and explore the inside of the right. Along those teeth, all the way back to your back molars, and then you start to explore the cavity down below. Right, this is where your tongue attaches. And this cavity space is not as large, right, as the upper cavity space. And you just go back and forth on the right side. And when you feel complete, or perhaps your tongue is a little tired, you come to taking a rest, a pause. You guys are doing a beautiful job in regards to either straightening your legs or bending, changing that position as needed. And then when you do pause, you always bring your awareness back to the air traveling in to your right and left nostrils, entering this head cavity space, going down to the back of the throat, and then following the exhalation. And then beginning to explore the left side of the lower palate, starting again with those middle teeth, again on the inside, starting to go back to the furthest molar of your jaw, and then dropping down into the cavity space. And again, being very gentle and patient with your tongue, so that you don't strain your tongue. It can feel a little challenging to go to some of these spots. And if you like the use of thinking of painting the bottom cavity here, you can think of painting all the left side and then continuing to the right side. So again, the shape is very different. It's almost like because the tongue is connected in the center, so you feel like it's more like two smaller caves. You know, it's not a big dome like the upper palate, right? So it's a very different experience in the lower jaw And can you sense and feel as you're painting the lower cavity that there's a movement in your jaw occurring? So as your tongue is painting, your jaw is moving. And then let's let that go. Let your tongue rest. Have in your thought and imagery this inside palate, both for the lower jaw and upper jaw, as you bring your awareness back to your inhalation and the air traveling in through your nostrils, back into this head cavity space, down the back of your throat, and then exhaling. And as you continue to watch your inhalation, the air coming in through your nostrils into this head cavity space, can you begin to see this head cavity space getting a little bit larger? As if somehow the space in between each tooth just increases slightly. Excellent. Okay, so now we're going to explore the area from your teeth into your gums. So bring your tongue to the front of your front teeth and start to move your tongue along the inside of the cheek and teeth over to the right. And you'll sense when you get all the way back to those molars, that's where your landmark of your ear is. And then you just come back. So you just go very gently back and forth, seeing how much can you explore in that right side of your cheek. Up, around. And can you sense somewhere towards the front teeth, more like two over, right? You go up high enough under the cheek, right where it attaches, and that's pretty close to where the nose is, right? So you're creating in your mind and thought while you're exploring a greater sense of the layout of this head cavity, where the nostrils enter, right? There's that skin that's attaching, but if you could push through it, that's where the nose enters, right? So now you have a much clearer idea through this exploration with your tongue. And again, back where the molars are, you get a clear sense is where the ear comes into play. All on the right side. And maybe take a little more time on the right side and then we'll pause again. It can feel quite exhausting for your tongue. So pause, go back to your breath and breathing. And now bringing your tongue to, again, the upper front of the teeth to the left. So in between the teeth and the cheek, and you're going to start to explore going all the way up where that left nostril enters continuing to travel back along the left side, eventually where the molars are, getting a sense where your left ear enters the head cavity. And you just go back and forth gently with your tongue, exploring this left side. And what's quite interesting is sometimes one side feels very different, right? Depending on the shape of your teeth, it might be easier for your tongue to explore one side over the other side. You might have a habit about moving your tongue more to one side. And then again, when you start to feel a little bit of exhaustion, you need to pause, bring yourself back to your breath, your breathing, the air traveling in through your nostrils into the head cavity, back down your throat, and exhaling. Okay, so now we're going to actually use your right hand. I'm going to say let's maybe use the index finger and bring it up to the very furthest part of the right side, maybe the index finger and your middle finger of the right jaw. And you'll see the right lower jaw is right there where your ear is. And bring your fingers then underneath that furthest point of your jaw, and you start to travel along the bottom of your jaw, feeling the shape, coming to the midline, and then starting to head over to the left side. Again, going all the way to the furthest point, which you see and feel attaches right where your ear is. Can surprise a lot of people. They don't realize their ear and jaw are in the same location. And just go back and forth just a couple times, really slowly. And also bringing the fingers to travel under the throat. When you come to the center, you'll feel that's where the beginning of your throat actually begins. So if you go right to where your chin is, that soft area, you'll feel that when you swallow, your tongue moves from there. And then you can follow all the way back to where we think of our throat, the Adam's apple, and then our throat. But really the beginning is in that area where the center of your teeth, your jaw begins. And maybe keeping your fingers there for a moment and doing a couple swallows to feel the muscles working there. Feel free to change arms if you want. And when you feel, I'm going to say, kind of complete with this, you can pause and bring yourself back to your breath and your breathing. And as you continue to sense now the inhalation, the air traveling in through both nostrils into this head cavity space, noticing that it's now larger, it's expanded, following the air to the back of your throat, and then the exhale, again, the exhale can be through your nose, Some people like to exhale through their mouth. And noticing how you have a much clearer image of your head cavity space. And now as you continue to have in the background your breathing and this head cavity space, I'm going to have you draw attention now down to your abdomen, your belly. And if you could begin to imagine down in your belly, it's a similar space, right? So we have space inside of us, right? Often in our lessons, we're paying attention to the bones and the joints and movement versus space. So you have a very similar space in your abdominal area, the area from your belly button to the pubic bone. And back to the visualization of your lungs earlier, can you draw inside of you the imagination of a balloon down in the belly? So that as you inhale, right, this balloon expands down in your belly in all directions, right? So when you blow up a balloon, it expands equally. So that means on the sides of the abdomen and into your back, you feel the expansion. And then when you let the air out of the balloon, you feel it all going away. I'm going to say contraction. And the places that tend to get lost, it's real common for us to sense the top part, right? Our belly. But it's really then these sides of the balloon and then the back part of the balloon, but then the down part, right? So the down part of the balloon is where your pelvic floor is. Another way of saying it is, you know, where we go to the bathroom. So having in your mind's eye the expansion of this balloon down there, the pelvic floor. And then the top part is up underneath where the ribs are, right? So that's where the diaphragm and stuff is. So the expansion up there. So it's this really big expansion and then contraction when the balloon deflates. And really staying with this in your mind's eye until it really feels as if this balloon in your abdomen is expanding equally in all these parts that I just described. That nothing is left out. And then can you subtly bring into your awareness the space of the head cavity? So you have in your mind your abdomen and the volume of this balloon in your abdomen, the space, and the space of your head cavity. So it's taking your mind to two places at the same time. Excellent. Pause for a moment. Just kind of let go of your thought. And now we're going to come back to the balloons in your lungs that we started with. And really having a clear image of these two balloons. And again, the expansion in all directions, so that when they expand, your sternum, which is the center of the two balloons, lifts underneath the armpits. And then the expansion of the top side is all the way up underneath the clavicles. Right? The clavicles are those two bones that attach to the sternum. So as you take the breath in through your nostrils, you're feeling these lungs fill up underneath the armpits and then into the back where the shoulder blades are. And then the exhalation, the deflation. And as you continue with the inhalation and expanding the lungs, these two balloons, the chest, you have in your mind, in your thought, the head cavity space and how it continues to get larger. Somehow, with the expansion of your breathing and your abdomen, this head cavity space continues to get a little larger. And then if you can bring in the third component of, once again, the expansion of your abdomen. So you've got all three areas expanding at the same time. And then deflating. And then let all that go. Just take a pause from focusing on anything. Return to examining your breathing, noticing the air coming in through the nostrils, into the head cavity, back down your throat, and then your exhalation. And then seeing if you can bring into your awareness where your brain is. So it's above this head cavity. And sensing from the inside where the beginning of your brain starts and then where the outside, the top of your head is, the backside where your ears are. How thick that area feels, where your brain is, and then your skull compared to the head cavity. As you continue to observe your inhalation through both nostrils to the back of the throat, and then your exhalation. And the last thing to become aware of is where your eyes are located in reference to this head cavity, right? They're kind of towards the top of it before the brain starts and your skull. And as you continue to have this awareness, you're continuing to notice the inhalation and exhalation. And you're going to slowly let all of this awareness, imagery dissipate, right? So it's just going to slowly leave your thought. So that you bring yourself back to the room, noticing how you're resting on the floor now, starting to become aware of your spine, your legs, your arms. go ahead and bend your knees, bring your feet up to standing, and very gently just do a few tilts of the pelvis. Just flatten the back and arch it just to get some movement going with your pelvis, your spine, feeling the connection from your pelvis all the way up to your head, right? So as you move your pelvis, the whole spine moves, including your head. If you feel like rolling your head a little bit to the right and left, go ahead. See what that feels like now. And then go ahead and straighten your legs, let the pelvic movement go. And just see where your mind takes you now. Just allow yourself to let go and whatever thoughts show up. And just how your experience is of yourself now. From this lesson. And then you're going to take your time to roll to a side. Come to sitting and then eventually come to standing. To observe how you feel in standing from this lesson.